Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to The Fringe of It,
Season 2,
Episode number
25. Right, we might be a bit rusty.
I feel like it is first day back at school, and I'm like, how did I do this?
I don't remember anything to do with, I can't even talk.
You can't articulate yourself anymore. What's happened?
The summer's happened. I just thought it was a life of ice cream, long days.
Long nights, crisps, lemonade.
Was there a lot of crisps in your summer?
So many crisps.
What flavours have been floating your boat?
I mean, normally, it was when I was on holiday, I ate a lot of them, the crinkle cut, ready salted. Not exclusive to any one place, I don't think.
Interesting. I feel like when you're abroad, a ready salted is... I wouldn't touch a ready salted in the UK, but abroad, I would.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, why is that?
It's weird, isn't it? I wouldn't dare get it in a shop.
I just want to say something a little bit controversial. I've seen something online recently about people hating on vegetable crisps. I love a vegetable crisp.
Not in the summer, though. It's an autumn crisp.
I buy them all the time. Like, it's my crisp of choice.
I'd say it was an autumn crisp, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like...
Root vegetables, it should be limited to autumn and autumn alone.
Interesting.
What have you been up to, aside from, like, crisps?
What have I been up to? I've written it down. I've been keeping notes.
I feel like, yeah, because we haven't... We've only seen each other once or twice since the last time we recorded.
But when we did meet, it was good.
And we saved up all the meetings and used them as one big meet.
So, me and Liv, when we did meet, the once, you know, we're not actually friends, we just do the podcast and...
I hope for the best.
Yeah. But we met on a steam train.
Oh, that's what I do with all my friends at the weekends. We just meet on a steam train.
Is that when we go to the countryside?
Oh, yes. No, we went on the Belmond. The Pullman Belmond.
I don't know.
Belmond.
I don't know why we were invited. I don't know who thought it was a good idea. But we both got to take our mums. We had afternoon tea, champagne afternoon tea. I was extremely hungover and it was.
Were you? Yeah. I thought you meant the next day you were hungover.
No.
I was like, wow.
I've been, so what I've been up to is having fun. Like, I've had three fun-filled weekends. I've been to weddings. I've been to festivals. I've been on steam trains.
You've been to a lot of it's like the quintessential British summer. Like,
yeah,
it sounds like you've been to a couple of festivals as well. I was impressed.
I did two festivals in 3 days. Rock on, sister. I went to one right up the road from me. It was 20 minutes from my house.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's actually, I want to say a friend, like he would stop and acknowledge me in the street and would have a chat.
Okay.
Is that?
That's a friend, I'd say.
Okay, that's fine. I've got his phone number as well.
Oh, that's definitely friend.
Yeah. I would be happy to text him.
Ooh.
So my friend Andy George, who's a DJ, and his mate J-Mo, I don't know if that's his like birth name, but there's quite a few of them and they run events, but they have got a festival called Lost Village and it's the fourth year and all my friends have been every single year, but it's the first year I've been able to get there. Mm. And me and Jack went on our own because I actually had press tickets. I didn't want to harass Andy, I think, like the whole of Lincolnshire did, saying, can I have a ticket? It was really good. It's, I don't know, a dance festival.
Mm-hmm.
But really enjoyed myself. Actually enjoyed myself far too much. Muscle memory of being 18. That's what happened.
Was that the one that had Dishu?
Yes. My mum dropped us off.
Oh, left you there was it just the day as well?
Yeah, just for the day.
Pick you up later, love.
Mum dropped us off and I was like dying to get into Dishoom before 11:45 because I wanted a bacon and egg naan. it took us that long to get in and find the right gate because we're such pensioners that I missed the Dishoom Naan. But I did go to Dishoom and just eat their gunpowder potatoes.
That's a very good caterer to have at a festival.
I know. It's the first festival they've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent shout.
Yeah, I was thinking they'd be good for a wedding.
Ooh, and would you like to elaborate on that, Charlotte?
I'm not going to elaborate on it just yet. I'm going to shroud it in mystery. Oh,
okay.
I'm moving on. So I told my mum and dad that I would be back at 11 o'clock at night. They were babysitting June. Do you know what time I got in? 12:30.
I thought you were going to say 10.
No. Well, I said, oh, we'll be home at 9 or 10. I said, let's say 11, just in case. 12:30, my mum and dad were not impressed.
I bet they weren't.
They were like, what is this?
I bet June was sitting up on the sofa with her arms crossed, looking at you like, where have you been?
You're a mother, don't you know?
Where do you think you've been?
But I really got into the festival spirit. I just need to know that I need to pace myself now. You can't just go in and drink wine all day long. Like, that's not cool.
I mean, I think when you're 18 and going to festivals, you don't just drink wine, do you? You drink like cheap cider, slightly like tepid cider.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would have been better off on tepid cider. And then the next festival I went to was the big festival in Alex James's farm.
Oh, yeah.
Quite the back garden he's got.
Oh, my God.
But that was really unfortunate because it was pissing it down.
Oh, that's a shame.
And it was that kind of rain where you see it on the weather and it's just grey clouds with the double raindrops.
Oh, like diagonal.
Yeah, 97% chance of rain.
Got no hope.
Yeah, and we took June and she was just a bit like, what is this? Why is it so wet?
Anything above 30%, you know it's gonna...
Yeah, it's gonna rain. But it was really good and I got to eat some great food. And did I see any music? Yes. I can't remember what it was though, so let's...
Very memorable then.
Let's just move on.
We'll sweep that under the rug.
Have you been into any musical gatherings?
Do you know what? I haven't. I'm going to one this week. Well, it'll be last week by the time this goes up. So I'm going to festival number 6.
Oh, where is that in Wales?
Port Merion, which is absolutely beautiful.
I really want to go to that.
It's amazing. I've been twice before. So it's modelled around a part of Italy. I know there's lots of really rich history about the area and it's so beautiful. But I think they've kind of almost outgrown their location.
Mm.
They've been doing it there. I'm not sure for how many years, but it's always amazing. There's like, I've seen Steve Coogan there, I've seen Summer Camp and Slow Club. They've got, always have a great music lineup, like great acts from like comedy to just lots of different people talking and performing. But anyway, we're going this week, which should be lovely. I hope the weather's okay. I did check and it said about 15 degrees and I was like, well, we've left summer way behind.
I don't know. I reckon it'll make a comeback for a week. That is my prediction. The weather will have one more week.
I feel like the Express has done their kind of like heat wave to return. But I mean, they do that with every single weather type.
Always. I've said it once and I'll say it again. September is always warm. And it's exceptionally warm in this house because she's got heating on.
Do you know why I've got the heating on? I think it's worth a disclaimer. It's because the freezer broke and I had to empty one of the trays and it leaked all over my recipe book. So I had to dry them. Not the most cost-effective way of drying one's recipe.
No, and I really wish you'd saved it for another day because I am boiling.
I do apologise.
But the summer is well and thriving, Liv's house. I could be sat here in a bikini and it'd still be too warm.
I apologise. That's the only music thing, really. I really, really wanted to go to Reading this year.
Who's even like...
Well, Panic at the Disco are playing.
Okay.
And I really wanted... I've never seen them. They were my favourite band when I was about 14. Fortunately, they only played one old song of like a 12-song set, which made me feel quite happy because I was like, at least I didn't miss out.
Oh, okay. I do like it when you see the set list and you're like, meh.
I only loved their first album and they only played one song from it. So I was like, fine, didn't miss out there. But that's because I was in Bordeaux.
Oh, yeah. How was Bordeaux?
Bordeaux. You have to say it like that. Bordeaux. It was beautiful. Joe's aunt lives there and every year...
You two have got aunts in glamorous places. Doesn't your aunt live in Ibiza?
I've got an aunt in Ibiza. I've got an aunt in California.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm not putting Grimsby down, but mine don't live in Grimsby.
I've never been to Grimsby though.
Yeah, I mean, it was the place of my birth. You should go. They should erect a plaque.
But yeah, Joe's aunt lives out there and every year we've always been like, we'll come and visit this year. This year we'll visit. And we haven't until this year. We've been very bad, but it was amazing. It's very much like... Have you ever been?
No.
It's very much... I felt like it was very similar to Paris, but a lot smaller, a lot quieter. get a table everywhere, and it just, it was like all the best bits of Paris, and you were near the coast.
So how'd you get there?
We flew. And
straight into Bordeaux?
Yeah, and it was like 1 hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was so
Don't
nice.
Don't be telling everybody.
I won't tell everybody, but we stayed at a gorgeous little hotel.
Oh, that looks nice.
It was so nice. It had 4 bedrooms. It was almost like a guest house. And the lady who owned it with her little dog lived upstairs.
Oh,
so she
cute.
Had like a terrace, and you'd eat there like for breakfast, and it was just, she was so nice. And everyone was really friendly, to the point where I got to practice my French a little bit.
Oh, did you?
And people would respond in French.
I know, I think that's the thing, isn't it? People always say, well, people make the assumption that sometimes the French can be a bit cold, but I think that's just any city.
Yeah.
Until you break into it.
It definitely is, because like everyone was so friendly and helpful and kind. And it's like when people come to London, people are like, oh, everyone's moody, everyone's serious, yeah. everyone's in a rush. And then I'm like, but that's just part of London. Whereas if you go somewhere else, like you go to the north, anywhere further than Birmingham, everyone's lovely.
But everyone's lovely in the south, the north, the west, the east. But in London, in cities generally, just fast paced, and people haven't got that much
there
time.
There are parts of London where people are nice.
It's nice.
Mainly South London. Not biased.
You're nice.
So yeah, Bordeaux was absolutely beautiful. I'm trying to think what else I've been up to.
Oh, I went on holiday, actually.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, we've done so much.
I know. I've got 2 more things as well.
I went on holiday to Bury St. Edmunds, effectively.
That looked amazing,
It was
though.
So nice. Well, we go on holiday every year with Jack's family.
Did you choose it based on all the colourful locations?
No, but Jack's mum did very well. She just chooses it by how many houses you can fit 15 people and 3 dogs and babies in, basically.
Right.
So no, I don't think that's just her only checklist, but it was so nice because you've got the Norfolk pink, or is it Suffolk pink?
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, like, so in Norfolk the houses are pink, it is actually Suffolk pink.
Oh my God, and then, I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah, no, there's all the houses are pink.
Why is that?
Well, not all of them, but a lot more pink houses than where I live.
Why?
I googled it, and it said, according to research, it was the dyers of Suffolk who first stumbled upon the idea of Suffolk pink. Suffolk pink dates back to the 14th century, where these pink shades were formed by adding natural substances to traditional lime wash. For example, adding in elderberries, which released a beautiful carmine red.
Wow.
So the 14th century it dates back to.
I bet Farrow and Ball have got a pink called Suffolk pink, haven't they?
Oh, I bet they have. And then my actual holiday is reserved till the end of October.
I know, you are a jet setter this year.
Well, I just think everyone's going to be a bit smug when I'm on the beach, because I've not been on the beach all yet. Well, I mean, I have been on the beach, but you know, not on a broad beach.
A tropical beach.
Yeah. So that's not till the end of October. So you'll have to, I'm waiting for my proper holiday then.
The fun does not end.
The other thing that I've been doing is running, inspired by yours truly.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been doing a couch to 5K.
I was like, oh, amazing, she's doing. Then I stopped, and then I was like, oh God, I need to pick it back up.
Isn't it weird though, the domino effect of seeing somebody else?
It really is, because it makes you kind of think, oh God.
I imagine a few people are just like, oh, go away with all your exercise.
I know, and that's the thing, and I feel like I put it up yesterday, and someone was like, oh, you inspired me to get up and out of the house. And I don't want to do it in a smug way, because I feel like I look at people on Instagram who are like up and about, and sometimes it makes me feel a bit rubbish, a bit lazy.
But I think couch to 5K, if you're doing the first week, to be honest, you're running for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm Mo Farah. I'm not doing kind of, I don't even know how long he runs for, 10K.
No, but it's not like I'm in a gym. I've just come out of a cool frame, like Pilates class, and I look amazing. I'm like in a big t-shirt, like red in the face.
Jack messaged me earlier and was like, see, you've got my t-shirt on. I was like, first of all, thanks for doing the washing. Second of all, well done on going for a run. Never mind if I've got your t-shirt on or not, sunshine.
Oh my God, it is hard that I picked it up again yesterday after a little hiatus, and I said I had to do 2 spits.
You also said that to me, thanks again.
It was such a struggle. I literally was like, I got so red in the face, I was like and on my Insta story you can hear me panting, which is really attractive.
I know, but I think it's good to know that, you know, exercise doesn't have to look glamorous, it doesn't have to look sleek.
But I think that's almost the nice, that's what I like seeing when I watch like your stories, other people doing it. I'm like, it shows that's what exercise is to me. It's not like a chic activity, it's a means of looking after myself, and that's not always like sexy.
Yeah, totally. Candice Brathwaite is the person that I see her running, and then I'm like, oh, I need to get my shit together. Like, Candice is running, I'm running. And then I have had people message me saying that they've gone running as well. So
It has got a bit of a domino effect, and it should, and I feel like it shows that, you know, you don't have to be athletic, or you don't have to be like, see, I'm the least fit person, but anyone could just get up and do it.
Yeah, and I think that is the great thing about that app. I'm going to actually say the name of that app, because it's not Couch to 5K, because there's loads.
But there's two that we both use different ones, but I think they're
do
both,
we?
Yeah, but I think they're both called the top two that come up on.
But they're not
the App Store.
Mine's the blue one. What's yours?
The yellow one underneath.
Oh.
So yours says One U Couch to 5K. Mine is the Couch to 5K Runner.
But do you have a coach?
No.
But you originally used that one, because didn't you have Joe Wiley or somebody?
No. Oh, do they have those people?
Yeah, I swear we've had this discussion where you said somebody was motivating you. I've got Michael Johnson, and he talks to me in a really silky voice.
No, you get occasionally get like an American lady going, "You're doing great, keep going," but then to the point where I'm like, shut up. I just, like, it's almost the worst part when they're like, "You're halfway." I'm like, oh god, I thought it was more than that.
Oh no, I like the halfway thing.
I don't. I'm like, oh, I thought I was really.
I think I've got into it though. I think I've done nearly. I've done 2 weeks now, and I'm on my third week. I think I'm into it.
Oh, can you still get Joe Wiley? Because I feel like if it was Joe Wiley.
Yeah. Let's have a look. Can you still get Joe Wiley?
I'd be.
So you can have Joe Wiley.
Oh my god.
I never know how to say Sarah, the comedian's last name.
Milliken.
Thank you. There was too many L's and I's there. I was confused. I really like it, and then you can kind of tick week one. That you've done three, then week two that you've done three.
Okay, maybe I'll download that one then.
Yeah, I think yours looks a bit sporty.
It is quite, but it shows you your route.
Oh, okay. Oh, I just run.
Up and down.
Just left, right, up, down. And then after I get to the halfway mark, I have to plot my route back because I don't know where I am.
This is what happens when I do it with Joe. We do it right. Like, Joe might walk Maggie and I'll go with them, and then I'll run and walk. And then sometimes, because the park isn't that big, I have to run back on myself and then catch up with him and then go again. Like I'm doing like back and forth laps, and it's...
See, running is not a glamorous life, but I have just made an investment in a pair of trainers.
Ooh.
Which leads me on to shopping. The trainers I've bought are called Nike Pegasus.
Ooh.
So a lovely follower got in touch and said, you know, you're doing really well. Don't want to be that person, but you need to get some trainers that protects your ankles, and I was going to say reduce the risk of injury. That's the word that I'm looking for. I just checked my bank balance, and I was like, oh, I can definitely stretch a new pair of trainers. So she also told me about some Adidas ones as well, but they didn't come in pink.
Okay.
So the Nike ones that I've bought are a blush pink. They've called them a tropical pink.
Metropical?
Rust pink / tropical pink.
I thought you said metropical.
Oh, I don't know what metropical is.
That's what it sounds
like. And then I bought two sports bras as well, because the ones I bought from ASOS a few weeks ago, I mean, they were nipple coverings, if that. So these are like really kind of thick Nike ones.
Ooh, those trainers are gorgeous.
Well, I'm hoping they're good. I've not invested in some trainers for a while, so I felt it was deserved. Because I've really been carving the time out to run, so.
Yeah, reward yourself, and it might continue to motivate you.
I love that I need a treat every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've earned it.
What have you been buying? I don't want to launch into what I've been buying, because quite frankly, 3 weeks off makes us sound like shopaholics.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I've not done an awful lot of shopping.
Oh, have you not? Well done.
Yeah, I really haven't. Mainly because I feel like I had everything I needed in my summer wardrobe.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of nice things. And there's a really gorgeous little teddy coat in Zara that I keep looking at. And it's like cropped with buttons. And I'm really obsessed with it. With buttons.
You described them so well.
just with buttons. It's not got a zip. It's not got poppers.
Okay, so, yeah, fine.
Or
fine.
Velcro.
What colour buttons?
Like a dark brown.
Okay.
Maybe black.
It was just the emphasis on buttons.
Well, they're big. They're noticeable. Significant. Fastenings.
When I see you wearing it, if you buy it, I'd be like, there she is walking down the street with her coat with buttons.
Shut up. So I've got my eye on that. I've got my eye on quite a few nice little autumn additions, including those boots from Office, the Aloha boots.
I was hoping I'd have enough time before the thing that I've got to do tonight to pop into Office and try them on. Because I'm a bit concerned, because my ideal heel height is 2 inches and they're 2.9. So it's not quite... they need to shave an inch off. It's not an everyday boot, is it?
Then you could file them off, take them to a cobbler's. They are gorgeous. So they're very like the by far ones. The thing that I have bought, which is probably the most justified expensive purchase, is my wedding dress.
I can't believe you found it.
I can't believe I found it. I'd given up a lot of hope.
How was it?
It was great.
So had you already seen it? And did you go for a second try?
Yeah, so it was the second time I tried and I really loved it the first time, but I was like, I need to think about it.
Yeah.
So I went back, tried it on again, loved it. There wasn't the moment where everyone's like, during films, everyone's like crying and like, it's the one!
Yeah.
There wasn't that.
Do they stand you on a pedestal? Like in
some places do. They did in this place, yeah. Which I really liked, because yeah. I felt very tall. But then you take it, the pedestal away and then you're like, oh.
Well, I've just never stood on a pedestal and...
Oh, I can highly recommend it.
I'm putting it on my bucket list.
Yeah, it's really nice. You feel very tall and like it makes the dress look amazing. I get why they do it. Must invest in pedestal.
I'm going to have one in front of my mirror.
I feel like I should, honestly.
You could have one in here, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, or we could just turn your bin upside down.
That'd be glamorous.
Watch it crush. I can't even ask you that many questions about the wedding dress. Me and Liv are doing this thing where, like, Liv kind of wants to show me and I kind of want to see it, but Liv kind of doesn't want to show me and I kind of don't want to see it. We don't know what to do.
I keep, like, dropping hints, and you asked me one quite integral question, I told you, and then I think that's painted quite a big picture.
I just had a vision as you were talking about it. Now I can't... I want to wait.
Does it tie in with your vision, what I said?
That's infiltrated my vision, the thing that you told me.
What, it's changed it?
Well, I didn't know. I didn't have a picture, whereas now I have a picture.
What did you think before I told? What kind of style did you?
Honestly, not a clue.
Well, I think a lot of people have said that. Yeah. A lot of people ask for clues and they're like,
I think that you're quite, you've got a style and you have style. Well, two different things, but I think that sometimes it can be quite changeable.
Yeah.
So you're a bit of a style chameleon.
I feel a bit like that. Like sometimes some people have been like, I can see it really bodycon and slinky. Some people,
people
have been like, oh, I can, like, I don't know. Lots of people have said very different things, which is very interesting. Someone said a lot of lace, high collar.
I'm wondering if we can go till May without me asking to see it or you showing me it.
I don't think. I think one more meeting and then that's it.
I think I'll crumble. I'll be like, show me the dress.
Show me.
It does look totally different. Oh no, have you got what? Is your picture? Is it on
it's
you?
It's not on me.
Oh, okay. That's. I almost look at me justifying it already.
Yeah.
That I almost don't mind because my friend had a wedding dress. Showed me it. She kind of sent it before.
Yeah.
This whole conversation that we're having, and it just looked totally different on her.
I don't want to see. Like I think someone took a picture of me in it. And I didn't want to see it because I feel like, I think it might have been a sneaky picture and I wouldn't have looked great. So yeah. I almost don't want to see that and remember how I remember feeling in it.
Aww. So when how did you feel?
I felt really lovely. I felt like a princess.
Aww.
That was really, really lovely. So I'm very, very excited to wear that. And yeah, that's all I've been buying, really. There's not really, kind of a big deal. That's it.
Yeah, very
else.
Casual. I have been doing a lot of eyeing up autumn.
Oh.
I think because both of us have talked about a lot, like trying to buy less. So I've been bookmarking things.
Watermarking.
Yeah, watermarking things. And then going back to them, like a couple of days later, not interested, the buzz is gone.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
It's really good to do that. I've got that because I've got my blog shop without plugging it.
Yeah.
I like to favourite things and pop them on there. And then when I, you know, have a bit of money or I've saved up, I go back onto there and see the things that I like. Or if there's things I'm still thinking about, which is quite nice because then it means like if I've forgotten about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I like that. Whereas there's things I keep open on my tabs the whole time that I'm like, must come back to you.
Yeah, I've sent quite a few things back. I mean, I am a bit naughty for online shopping, but I don't live in London anymore, so I can't try everything on. And I have been really picky, like if it doesn't fit properly or I can't think of quite a few occasions I can wear it or it doesn't fit with something else in my wardrobe, I have been quite good.
I feel like you always know, like if I buy something and I don't want to wear it straight away, obviously that's like one of those things that you can't, everything you buy you can't wear straight away, but I think in general my rule of thumb is I want to get it and then I want to wear it,
yeah,
like without hesitation. I don't like, I want to think, oh, I want an occasion for this. I don't want to be like, oh, that's nice, put in my wardrobe, forget.
You've just reminded me, actually, I ordered a monkey jumpsuit. It's a gingham one and I think it's got to go back because the large doesn't quite fit. I got the extra large, it doesn't quite fit. And
that was lovely, that one.
Yeah. But oh, see, now you're saying this. I just don't know.
I just remembered that and I'm like, oh, I kind of want it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe I'll bring them round and you can...
Yeah,
sometimes you just
round.
Need a third opinion, a second opinion.
Yeah,
What have I been buying? Oh, I've been buying quite a lot of tailoring.
Oh, yes.
It was your fault. Did you show me that Topshop suit? Yeah. How would you even describe it?
It's floral jacket.
Jacquard, yes. Jacquard. Yeah, or Jacquard. 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 Oh, the man on the train told me earlier that something was glutton-free. And
I wish my food ate was glutton-free.
And it's that thing, because people take the mick out of me because I always pronounce things wrong, but they say you should never take the mick out of somebody.
Yeah, no
because,
one.
Because they've read it.
Yeah.
And we don't get taught how to pronounce things, so yeah.
I find it really embarrassing when someone corrects me, because I'm like, oh, God, I don't, I know that.
So there's a man on the railway just saying glutton, and you're saying jackard. We've all read it. We're all, you know, we're educated
trying.
People.
We're all trying our best.
It's pink and it's got touches of blue and navy in this print. And I tried it on. I thought about it and I've decided to keep it. It is very much an occasion suit and I don't have that many occasions, but I think she's a stunner.
Will you wear it to the wedding?
I'm definitely wearing a suit to the wedding. There's the Zara lemon cord ones in the lineup from Easter. Yes. That's potentially, it's just how hot it's going to be on that day in May. So I got that and I also got some cream cords that I've got on now from Topshop. They're high-waisted, wide leg pockets.
The whole...
Generally a great trouser.
Full Monty.
Really pleased with what Topshop's got going on at the moment. And what else? Oh, my bag from Australia finally arrived.
Oh,
we can talk about it. So when did I speak about this? In April?
You've been speaking about it for ages.
But nobody knows what it is apart from you. You were the only person that knew what it was.
Oh, yeah.
So the bag that I got is a bag called the Grace Bag, and it's by a brand called Mark Cross. And they retail for about £1,600.
Yeah.
They're spendy. To the point where if I had that kind of money, I probably don't know if I'd spend it on a bag. That kind of thing. Anyway, I have a saved search on eBay and this one came up in Australia and it was a forest green. Was there a forest green?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a good price. I mean, I'm talking 70% off the RRP. And so I put an offer in and it was rejected, and then I thought about it for a couple of days and I put another one in and she accepted it. Anyway, this bag has been almost to me and then back to Australia and I thought it was lost. I mean, it's been emotional. I've been like on to eBay's customer services and it finally arrived maybe 2 weeks ago and I had to pay import on it, which I wasn't expecting, but I'm in love with her.
Oh. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's a lifetime bag.
Oh, yeah, that's
a bag for a lifetime.
That bag is going to take you through a lifetime.
I am over the moon with that. And it's only my second wear today. Wow. But it's very much a wintergreen, isn't it?
So I've seen it twice every time you've used it.
Yeah. It's a bag that I just used for you because I want to impress you.
Well, it's working.
What else have I been buying? Oh, I'm eyeing up some furry Birkenstocks.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
Because I've been thinking about them for a year.
Are they indoor shoes?
Well, I'm thinking they're indoor shoes, but, you know, if I'm forced to go out in them, then fine.
Yeah.
Like if I need to go to Tesco.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and then before you know it, I'm in them all the time.
Oh, that makes me feel cosy and wintry.
Are you ready for the coziness? Are you ready for autumn?
Yeah, do you know what? My favourite thing is taking Maggie for a walk as the sun's going down in autumn and then getting hot chocolate on the way back.
Oh.
That's like my favourite.
Where'd you get your hot chocolate from?
Starbucks. Okay. In your keep cup.
Yeah, no. That's what you whisper.
It's blasphemy. We haven't got any independent coffee shops where I live. Give me a break.
Sorry, as long as you're using your keep cup, I don't care.
Yes.
Where do I like my hot chocolate from?
I do know Starbucks hot chocolate is like the best.
Yeah, I generally think coffee chains hot chocolates. I don't drink coffee, so I don't go to coffee chains a lot because their tea is shite.
Yeah, oh God, tea from anywhere other than your kettle at home.
I just don't need a silk tea bag.
This week I ran out of normal tea bags and all we had left were the few silk ones I'd got given. And why? What a waste of just...
I don't know whose idea it was.
It's just such a waste of everything. Waste of tea, waste of tea
bag.
But
then the other ones have got plastic in apparently. Like
the normal ones?
Well, yeah, there's all these campaigns and...
Can I not do anything anymore?
I'm telling you, sometimes you just want to stop the planet and get off because I just want a cup of tea.
Oh, this is the thing. Like sometimes I'm like, I'm just trying to do my best.
I don't know how we got down this road, but I think we need to come back.
Let's come back.
Okay, me and Liv, we wanted to have a new segment on the podcast for some time. And I think we cover quite a lot of things, so maybe this is just a new category.
Yeah.
But the one thing that me and Liv talk about all the time, apart from clothes, is food.
Yeah.
So this section is entitled...
Fridge Fantasy.
Banna banna bow.
And this is where we like some sexy M&S music.
Banna banna bow. Banna banna bow. Banna. I might have stolen that from Barry White. I'm sorry, Barry. We just are going to use this section to talk about recipes we've enjoyed, food we've enjoyed, and just generally wax lyrical about anything that's gone in our mouths. As soon as I started that sentence, I was like, you need to stop talking.
What have you put in your mouth this week?
We are such children. So one thing that I just cannot get enough of is Lindt have brought out this new chocolate. She's doing seductive lips at me. Stop it. So I go to Waitrose to just get two things. I like to get their sourdough bread for the freezer if the local bakery doesn't have any.
How does it hold up?
What?
In the freezer?
Yeah, really well. You can toast it from frozen. Ooh. And I like to get the hollandaise sauce, Waitrose Essentials, which I think I've spoken about before. It's £1.27 a jar. Nobody's making their own at that price.
That would cost like comfortably a tenner if you were doing that.
Exactly. But so I was just, you know, walking down the chocolate aisle, seeing what was new with the two things in my basket, because that's all I'm going to Waitrose for. And then Lindt have brought out, I don't know if it might not even be that new, but they're called Lindt Creations, and there's a creme brulee flavour. Oh my goodness. So what I want from a chocolate bar, I'm actually salivating. I can't go on.
Salivating?
Is that not a thing?
Salivating.
Oh, shut
up. I love that about 10 minutes ago, I was like, I will never correct anyone. Glutton. And now I'm like, Sean, you've said it wrong.
What is it? Do it again.
Salivating.
Salivating.
Sally.
See, this is what I'm saying. Let the man say glutton. You can say jackered. And I'm saying salivating. Salivating.
Yeah.
Like Sally.
Yeah, like salivating.
Oh, for goodness sake. God. I can't pronounce anything.
God.
So this Lindt chocolate, it's milk, and then on the inside it's kind of like got some creamy white creme brulee, but like the little, you know, the top that's all crunchy, like the burnt sugar.
I didn't.
That's in the chocolate, and the squares are massive. Oh, so good at the moment. It's on 2 for £4. And I got the 2 for £4. Sorry, that made no sense.
I knew what you meant.
2 for £4. And I got the macaron flavour one. But to be honest, that was too sweet. Didn't enjoy that as much. So all about the creme brulee Lindt. And the other thing is I made a hummingbird cake.
Ooh.
Not as in Hummingbird Bakery, but the cake that's got pineapple and banana in is called a hummingbird cake with a cream cheese frosting.
I think I would have preferred the former.
It's so good. It's so moist.
Well, I'm not a fan of pineapple in.
Pineapple upside down cake is one of my favourites. What you got wrong with pineapple in?
I just don't love pineapple, but I've never had it in a cake, so maybe I should need to try it then.
Okay, I'll make you one. Okay. It's the first time I've made a cake properly in a couple of years, because our old oven in our flat in Margate was rubbish, and I kind of felt like I couldn't make cakes. You know, you're like, I don't make cakes.
Yeah.
Told myself that story. Made a cake, Jamie Oliver's recipe, amazing. Yeah. And don't want to talk about it, because we're going to talk about it in a bit, but the bake-off, I had a slice of homemade hummingbird cake to enjoy the bake-off. I was over the moon.
I was hoping to make something for tonight's bake-off, and I don't know if I'm going to have time.
Oh, is that why you were getting in a tizz about your nails?
Yeah, because I really wanted to make Izzy from Top with Cinnamon. She on her Instagram shared this like pretzel bar recipe.
That picture, we both saved it.
It was I can't remember all the ingredients, but there's not many, and it's like dark chocolate with crumbled up pretzels, peanut butter, sugar, like what all the good things.
It looked incredible.
All the good things. So I'm very excited to try that out. She's amazing. So check out her recipes as well.
Yeah, follow her on Instagram. Her pictures are so good.
She can do no wrong. If you haven't got time for that, may I suggest pretzels, the chocolate coated pretzels from M&S. I'm a huge, huge fan of those. Also, one other thing I've been really loving this month, which is going to sound like the most pretentious thing ever, are capers.
But not just any caper.
A caper berry.
I only say this because Liv did me lunch for when I got here, and she said, do you want a caper berry? Normally you put capers on our salmon on toast, because that's what we have.
Yeah.
But a caper berry is, forget, I don't even want to see a caper again. Caper berries are so good.
They are amazing. So they look like olives, essentially.
But they're not, because olives
are gross. But they've got lots of little seeds in them, but you cut them up and put it on the salmon. I got them because my friend Christabel and my friend Lucy had this jar in their house. Don't know how it got there, but they wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah, no questions asked. I just kind of went straight in and just started eating.
But it was
them.
Like quite a serious thing there, like, we need to get rid of this jar. We don't want to, it's just not getting used. And I was like, oh, I don't quite like capers. And then it appeared in my house.
They're so good. And you say you chop them up, but I probably ate 10 whole downstairs.
You could just eat them whole. They're in like brine, aren't they? Oh. So very vinegary, but delicious.
I'm salivating again. Well, I've got a similar situation in my fridge. It's not caperberry, but we went to IKEA finally.
Oh, I can't believe we spoke about caperberries. Who are we?
I know, but honestly, they're really good. Don't diss it till you've tried it. I've got all the pickled gherkins and all the herring in various sauces from IKEA. Yeah, wow. I love pickled herring.
Never try it. Is that a fish?
Yes. See, she laughs at me for pronunciation, but you don't even know what herring is.
No, but I got it right first time.
Well, that's true. What was your second guess going to be?
Like a leafy vegetable.
I'm not sure how well the food chat's going down. I've already trailed off.
I've already gone from pretzels to vinegary capers. Anyway, let's go on to the last segment this week, which is Telly Talk.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Sorry, I don't really know where to start because Liv just started humming the Bake Off soundtrack, theme tune. But that was the most unrecognisable interpretation of music I've ever heard.
Wow.
I did not recognise it as the Bake Off.
The Bake Off is back!
I have never been so excited about anything in my entire life. And thank you, Channel 4, for motivating a nation because it was on the Tuesday after bank holiday.
Oh, it lifted me.
I was so down that Tuesday. Oh. It's my own fault. I've been to two festivals having fun, but it was more kind of like back to real life. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It was like back to life, back to reality.
And then the Bake Off came when you're like, forget it.
And I was like, it's all okay.
Who are your favourites on first impressions?
Okay, first impressions, I mean, Karen. She's yeah. Absolute lol. And Anthony.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, that beard, so solid. Bryony, I thought, was a ray of sunshine.
Oh, yeah, she was lovely.
And then my other person, Raoul, he looks like he's, I don't know, I just think he's going to be funny.
I think he's good. I did like Manon, though.
Well, I just think she's too qualified.
Yeah, I get that. I did like Kim Joy as well. I know she's very quirky, like fun.
There was nobody that I disliked.
Yeah, I feel like that in the initial bit, though. I've never actually saying that, I don't think I've ever disliked a Bake Off.
Well, I've never disliked, but what I mean is, you know, not warmed to.
Yeah.
Terry looked fun. I'd like to go round to Terry's house for afternoon tea.
You say looked as if he didn't quite live up to your expectation.
No, he... Well, yeah, actually, to be fair, I thought he was going to do better than he was. But it's only the first week.
Yeah, there's a lot to say.
Yeah, so who went? Who went? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
People are screaming at the podcast.
It's just because I think the first episode, everything's a bit fresh, so you're still acquainted.
Oh, was it Imelda? It was Imelda. But I don't think they should have started with Biscuit Week, to be honest. I mean, how exciting can biscuits be?
I mean, I did like the challenge.
Which one?
When they had to make something from their region
actually,
biscuits.
To be fair, the wagon wheels.
I can't believe the amount of work that goes into a wagon wheel and how cheap they are for it.
Actually, that was my favourite tweet so far of the Bake Off.
I just thought that was me making. Say I was doing them for a bake sale, I'd be charging through the nose for that skill.
How much? Like £12 a wagon wheel?
£12 to £13.
Would you do two for £20?
Yeah, I might do.
Thinking about it.
It'd probably cost me that much to make them, in fairness, knowing how, like, you know, the amount of ingredients one does need.
Yeah, there is a lot of work that goes into a wagon wheel. I actually think wagon wheel changed the recipe because when I was younger, loved them, had them a couple of years ago, not that into them.
Hmm.
So maybe it's not. Maybe it's just kind of me looking back on childhood with a loving nostalgia. But what's this week?
Cake week.
Oh, I cannot believe I'm going to miss cake week tonight. Yeah. Definitely miss Mel and Sue, not going to lie.
Yeah, I love Noel Fielding though.
Yeah, I love them, but they're just not Mel and Sue. I can come to terms with Mary not being there, just about, but I do miss Mel and Sue.
Yeah, it's just different. Last week when the first one was on, I sat with BBC One on, and then it was like Holby City next, and I was like, where's Big Off? And it took me a good 5 minutes to then change the channel.
Well, I am over the moon because I have now got a Virgin box and I can pause it.
And then go away and then forward.
Yeah. Do the what?
Then forward. Then that forward it. Past the adverts.
Fast forward.
Forward.
Just fast forward.
Forward, backward.
Is that what you say? Can you forward this?
Yeah.
You don't say, can you fast forward this?
Well, you get the gist, don't you? Why waste a whole word?
Interesting. Every week I learn something new.
Just forward it.
Just forward it. Well, yeah, I can fast forward it. But then I actually quite like the adverts to catch up on Twitter, because what I don't like is looking on Twitter, because that is where all the lol is happening.
I hate being behind on it.
Yeah, so actually, because Jack was with me as well, and normally I'm on my own when I'm watching the Bake Off, because that's normally his busy season at work. And he kept saying, you know you can fast forward the adverts. And I'm like, yes, but I'm catching up on Twitter.
Yeah, I love
it. And all the memes.
Oh, I love live tweeting. But last Tuesday after the Bake Off, First Dates was back on, First Dates Hotel.
Finally, a slot that I can get on board with.
Oh.
Because First Dates, I've moaned about it before, but it just moves all the time.
I know.
That it needs to stay after the Bake Off on a Tuesday.
Oh, it was so good.
How good was it?
Oh.
First of all, the two older gentlemen.
Oh.
I don't want to ruin it for anybody that's not watched it, but did not see that coming.
Didn't. Like, I was thrown off.
Had the time of their lives. And the next day, they were like, oh, no, not for me.
So what?
I mean, I've shared two bottles of wine with somebody before, but I've never been that into them.
I know. I was just like, sparks were flying.
I thought they were going to get married.
I know. And then I was like, oh, okay, never mind. Forget that.
And then the other couple, she was the policewoman and he was her Viking.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Loved it.
Yeah, they'll definitely
be
getting married.
She was so cool. So cool.
Loved her.
Oh.
She was a strong, independent woman, and I liked it.
I loved her.
Who else was on? What other couples did we have? We had the younger couple who worked the spag bowl.
Yeah.
I remember them. My memory for First Dates is...
limited. But what I can remember is what was on after it, because it was a triple whammy of great television.
Oh, I was in bed. What was on afterwards? Well,
I did mention this to you earlier, and I cannot believe you've not heard of it before, but it was Naked Attraction.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think, actually, I saw an advert for it. Is that the one where they look at their genitals?
Yeah, so there's one person, and then they choose to go on a date with one of five people. And it's like, basically, it starts from like the waist down, and then higher up, and then it's based on those things straight away. I was home alone, because Joe was out, and it was the next thing on telly, so it was on in the background, but then I feel a bit filthy watching it.
I don't even know what to say. I need to watch it.
Oh my God, watch last week. There was a couple looking for a third partner and everyone was naked at the end.
Wow.
I know, my reaction.
Not a programme to watch with your parents.
Well, I know, 100% no.
I
feel like it gets like gradually saucier. Like on a Tuesday night with Channel 4, you got Bake Off, then you got First Dates, and then you end with genitals.
I'm honestly speechless.
Oh my God,
How could you pick somebody based on their genitals either way?
You like hesitated, then you're like, based on their genitals?
I said the word genitals way too much. We need to move on.
Can I talk to you about one more thing?
Absolutely. She's touching my thigh, so that's fine.
Oh my God, because I've resisted talking to you about it the whole time you've been here, although I know you've
watched
it.
Oh, Liv keeps going to start conversations like this. Oh, no, I need to save it for the podcast. Oh, no, I'll tell you in a bit.
Oh my God, so aside from the fact that I have seen Mamma Mia once more since...
Once more? So how many times is that now? Four?
Yeah, four. Anyway, push that to one side because I'm not proud of it. Bodyguard. Oh my God.
Is this on the? It's on the Beeb.
It's on the Beeb. So not to be mistaken with The Bodyguard, which is the incredible Whitney Houston film, which I did think it was based on. I was like, wow, it's back. It is just Bodyguard.
That I feel Instagram's gone nuts for The Bodyguard. Sorry, Bodyguard.
It is amazing. I was talking to my friend about this last night because she was like, I don't like watching things that are a bit thrillery when I'm home alone.
Same.
So I said to her, I said, there is nothing in it that I think would scare you if you were home alone. A lot of it is based around the police force and politics and terrorism. So it's not necessarily things that would creep you out at home. It's not like ghosty.
Okay, now you've made me feel like I need to watch it.
It is. I mean, like, when I watched it, my heart was in my... it was so, like...
How many episodes? Is it one episode a week?
Yeah, it's one episode a week. It's three episodes. Mm. So we're on the third one at the moment. There's six in total. Honestly, we caught up. We started watching them on Sunday, and you just cannot stop watching them. The first 10 minutes of the first episode is the most gripping television I think I've ever seen.
And okay, I'm going to watch it for you. I'm going to do it.
Honestly, I need a debrief for next week. It's so good. The acting is amazing. The plot is just so... Have you seen Line of Duty?
No, not. It's not my vibe.
It's just so, like... I'd be really surprised if you didn't get onto it. I think it's because it's got that level of... Like, it feels current and it's relatable. Unfortunately, it's relatable. The first scene, without spoiling anything, is set on a national rail service, like a big train, and there's, like, a terror threat. And it's so gripping. But the acting is just... amazing.
Fine, I'll watch it. I'll watch it and report back because I am watching Grace and Frankie again.
Okay, no.
I can't stop. There's so much good TV coming up though. Escape to the Chateau is back. Oh. That wagging my finger. That Netflix series with Reese Witherspoon. What was it called? Big Little Lies.
Oh,
that's back.
Is that on Netflix?
Is it not Netflix?
I don't know. Well, I've not watched it.
Oh no, I don't think it is Netflix. Oh, I can't remember.
I want to start Vanity Fair.
Yeah, what's that?
That's on ITV. I think it was competing for the 9 o'clock slot of Bodyguard on Sunday night. So that was on an ITV while that was on the Beeb. So I didn't actually see it, but apparently that's good as well.
I mean, we're getting into like the best bit of telly all term.
Wait till Strictly starts and I'm a celeb and X Factor started, which I haven't watched.
So many things you've just said that I will not be watching.
Oh, well, that's good because I will.
I found out the other day.
I can have my reality minute. So I can talk about goodness. The X Factor and Strictly.
The X Factor. And I might get into Strictly this year, actually.
I love Strictly.
I have made a commitment to myself.
That just says to me, it says autumn.
I found out the other day, late to the party, that Downton Abbey is going to be turned into a film.
I need to watch Downton.
I lost my shit when I found that out.
Is it good, Downton?
Downton, I've told you before, and I will not tell you. I will keep telling you. You need to watch Downton. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to TV.
Okay, that's enough for me.
And Matthew's back. Means nothing to you, but when Matthew, sorry if you've not watched Downton and you're behind, but when Matthew died at the end of season 2...
Oh, you've spoiled it for me as well.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but you know, it's like when Harry Potter, the book came out, like you've got a buffer of like a month before people are going to ruin it for you.
A month? I'd say a bit longer than that. I give people like 6 months.
No, when those Harry Potter books came out, I mean, to be honest, a week's grace if you were lucky.
Not finished them yet.
I'm hoping tonight on the train home when I'm watching Bake Off that I won't find out who leaves.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I've managed to avoid it in the past.
Yeah, I feel really bad now that I just told everyone that Matthew dies at the end of series 2 of Downton Abbey.
Well, thank you for really emphasising that again by putting the whole sentence together. I'm absolutely devastated that Matthew died by leaving. Thanks, Charlotte.
You have permission to ruin something for me now.
No, because I was going to ruin a part of the Bodyguard for you. Bodyguard.
I hope every time we talk about it, we just say Bodyguard.
Bodyguard.
Well, on that note, I think we're going to wrap things up.
I know. Thank you for listening. We are back. We'll be back. Oh, we haven't actually spoken about the little restructure, have we?
I think we mentioned it briefly last time, did we?
I don't know. Well, so basically, if you haven't listened to the last episode... Every other week, we are going to have a guest on with us. So we're going to be either revisiting topics that we've discussed or discussing new ones, but this time with an expert. So the facts are going to be crystal clear.
Or if they're not, it's not our fault.
Yeah, a little bit murky, but we will flop it off on someone else. But
So next week, should we tell them who we've got?
Yeah, go on then.
We've got Gina Martin.
Activist, Wonder Woman.
And law changer.
And law changer extraordinaire.
So we're going to be talking to Gina about how she manages a full-time job and changing the world. And hopefully some really, what's the word?
Pointers, tips, advice. Ways you can change the world too. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm sorry if we're a little bit rusty. We are still in summer mode, but we are back and we're so happy to have you join us. So stay tuned for next week and we will see you then.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.